What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are back today with an update from OpenAI and ChatGPT. And the news is that they are officially rolling out their advanced voice mode to some users. This voice mode was first demoed back in May of this year, and it went super viral and was pretty controversial, primarily because it sounded a lot like the voice of Scarlett Johansson from the movie Her. If you haven't seen it, it's a movie about AI sentience, basically, starring Scarlett Johansson and Joaquin Phoenix. And ChatGPT or OpenAI basically had to put a stop to the rollout and delayed releasing the voice mode to users, which was super unpopular, obviously. But now they have at long last rolled out advanced voice mode to an alpha group of paid users. I did not get it. I missed the cut, I guess, but I'm keeping an eye on my account daily. I will link to the Twitter thread that OpenAI posted on July 30th, and I'll just give a little overview here of what the tweet says. And it says that we are starting to roll out advanced voice mode to a small group of ChatGPT users. Advanced voice mode offers more natural, real-time conversation and allows you to interrupt anytime and senses and responds to your emotions, which is just crazy. The thread goes on to say users in this alpha will receive an email with instructions and a message in their mobile app. And they will continue to add more people on a rolling basis and plan for everyone on Plus to have access in the fall. As previously mentioned, video and screen share capabilities will launch at a later date. Since we first demoed advanced voice mode, we've been working to reinforce the safety and quality of voice conversations as we prepare to bring this frontier technology to millions of people. It also says that they have tested out GPT-4o's capabilities with over 100 red teamers, which are basically, quick aside here, red teaming is a concept or a practice in AI of specifically challenging or pushing the model to find gaps or vulnerability in its logic or functionality. Anyway, they go on in the thread to say that to protect people's privacy, we train the model to only speak in the 4 preset voices, and we have built systems to block outputs that differ from those voices. We've also implemented guardrails to block any requests for violent or copyrighted content. So it sounds like this is some of the adjustments they had to make due to their early release pulling Scarlett Johansson, and they had to make sure they weren't going to pull any more celebrity voices or something. The thread finishes saying that learnings from this alpha will help them make the advanced voice experience safer and more enjoyable for everyone. We plan to share a detailed report on GPT-4o's capabilities, limitations, and safety evaluations in early August. Okay, so the main reason I think that this is such a big deal is due to the way it's going to change how we interact with AI fundamentally and artificial intelligence in general. It completely naturalizes and humanizes the way we communicate with these models. The fact that we can talk in real time, we can literally interrupt the model. The model can sense our emotions. I think that this is a huge step towards people adopting AI in their day-to-day lives, for sure. And of course, that means a few different things for us as marketers. We talk a lot on this show about how personalized, enhanced customer experiences using AI, content generation, mixed reality, and this plays into all of those conversations that we've had. Imagine a chatbot or an AI agent on your website that can have a normal vocal conversation with your customers, a much more naturalized, personalized experience that you can offer at scale without having to have a team of salespeople or anything like that. This voice mode is a huge benefit to web accessibility and accessibility in general, which we are always huge proponents of, allowing people who are unable to have a traditional virtual experience with a business due to disabilities or other barriers to engage much more easily with businesses. Getting a little more creative here, you can imagine an interactive user experience on your website or on your property, your web property that has like a choose your own adventure or a guided story that can be voice activated, or you can talk your way through it or voice triggered by a user instead of having to click through multiple landing pages. This new channel of communication from your customers and users is also definitely going to be a beneficial data pipeline for companies and organizations that use it. Being able to track and record personal conversations that scale with your brand will do a lot for like brand sentiment analysis, especially considering these models can recognize human emotion. And of course, wherever a marketer can personalize or strategize based on data points were going to do that. And if those data points happen to be emotions, then so be it. Anyway, the rolling out of the voice mode definitely signals a huge step forward in the way we interact with artificial intelligence. And so, of course, it's also going to affect the way our customers interact with artificial intelligence. So let me know any creative marketing tactics or strategies you can think of using the advanced voice mode or using voice-enabled AI. I'd be curious to hear all of your brilliant navigator ideas. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.